Thanks for listening. You've got it tuned to KHUM. We've had a lot of rain over the past few days, no doubt about that. And the Eel River at Fernbridge forecast is definitely concerning us since we're here in Ferndale. So we've put in a call to the National Weather Service office on Woodley Island. We've got Chris Burling on the phone with us. Good morning, Chris.
Morning.
Thank you so much for taking a moment to talk with us. First off, how much rain have we had in this system? We've had a lot.
We have, yeah. Over the past 24 hours, we've had upwards of an inch to about an inch and a quarter in the Eureka area down through Ferndale.
Yeah, and collectively over the past few days, we've got like at least like 4 or 5 inches, right?
Yeah, that 24-hour total's on top of an additional 2 to 3 inches that had fallen in the days before that. So certainly a lot of rain the last few days.
Absolutely, and a lot of those rains, of course, are feeding the rivers, like the Eel River, and that is, I assume, why is expected to rise so precipitously. Is that correct?
That is correct. We're expecting the rain to move back in here by early this afternoon, and we're looking at maybe another inch to an inch and a half.
Wow.
In the area through early tomorrow morning. And with that, we're going to see the Eel River at Fernbridge rise steadily right on through Wednesday afternoon. Currently forecast to get just below 25 feet, which would be just below major flood stage.
Absolutely. And having worked here in Ferndale for the past 23 years, I know that when it starts to get past 23 feet, it can affect Highway 211.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. So that is one of the impacts that we would be most concerned with going forward through Wednesday here.
So let me ask you this, because I've watched this forecast. It started off pretty high, and then it got downgraded, and now it's been upgraded again to 24.7 feet at its crest. I know it's gone up and down. How confident are we in this forecast at this point?
At this point, confidence is starting to increase. Some of the models that we look at have really started to come into pretty good agreement. So our confidence level is certainly rising that we're going to see some pretty high crests in the next 24 to 48 hours here.
Okay. And looking at the other local rivers, or at least the places where it could flood, the Eel River at in Rio Del doesn't look like that one's going to flood. It's going to get past monitor stage, but doesn't look like it's going to flood. And it looks like the Mad River in Arcata looks like it'll get past monitor stage, but not flood. Does that still look like the case?
That is correct. It looks like the Eel at Fernbridge is definitely our biggest local concern here. Everywhere else, we're looking to top out and monitor stage.
Yeah, it's a low-lying area. There's no doubt about that. I think the elevation at the Eel River at Fernbridge is like 4 feet. It's not very high, and it tends to flood pretty easily. 20 feet is when it floods, and we're looking at almost 5 feet above flood stage according to the forecast, and that tends to make Ferndale a bit of an island when that happens. The only way. Really practical way in and out is through Blue Slide Road, and that's always an iffy thing at best.
Yes, yeah, definitely.
All righty, so I assume you guys are putting out warnings to farmers that have cattle to get them to higher ground, because we've had, unfortunately, incidents of cattle drowning when it Eel River floods.
Yeah, that's correct. We have flood watch in effect for all of Humboldt through tomorrow morning. And then we have several other flood advisory and warning products out just covering various areas around Humboldt through tomorrow.
Okay, so to recap our current situation with the rain, we've got maybe another inch to inch and a half coming out of this system over the next 24 hours. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And I'm looking at the forecast, and it looks like past Thursday we're at just, it looks like mild showers at that point. Is that how things are looking at this point as well?
Yeah, it looks like once the next round of rain here ends tomorrow morning. It'll just be showery through about Friday, and then looking beyond that, maybe another more impactful system for the weekend, but the details on that are still a bit up in the air.
Okay. So we've got a pretty good amount of rain coming in the next 24 hours. When should that we expect that to start hitting?
That looks to move in probably right around noon today. Should start picking up again.
Okay, so don't be surprised to see it raining again around noon today. And again, Eel River at Fernbridge going to be impacted. Tomorrow especially, it looks like it's starting very early in the morning through late in the evening, actually probably up until early Thursday morning at this point is how it's looking. Alrighty. Well, Chris, I really appreciate you taking the time. I guess the main thing I wanted to know is the confidence in this forecast, because a lot of folks have to plan, you know, whether or not it's going to be worth attempting to come in or going alternate routes or whatever, because you know, those of us who've been in Ferndale for a while know that it can get pretty dicey when the river floods.
Absolutely. And I would say our confidence has certainly increased in the last 24 hours or so here.
All righty. Chris, thank you so much again for talking with us. Really appreciate it.
You're welcome.